This is Peter Buchart, Emergencies Director at Human Rights Watch in Cairo. Since the outbreak of the violent clashes in Egypt, Human Rights Watch has also been monitoring the casualty figures from these violent clashes. Most of the deaths that we have documented occurred on January 28, when, after Friday prayer, large groups of protesters came out of the mosques all over Egypt and were immediately confronted by the police, who fired tear gas and rubber bullets and sometimes live fire at them. The next day, we began going to hospitals and morgues all over the cities of Cairo, Alexandria, and Suez to try to establish the death toll. Many of the hospitals were reluctant to provide us with information. It was my job to go to the morgues in Alexandria, the coastal city in Egypt, to figure out how many people had died there. At first, the hospital administrators at the morgue refused to let us in, but it was actually the families of the dead who were waiting to collect the bodies who insisted that we see what had happened the day before. They took us by the arms, and pushing the administrators of the morgue aside, they brought us into the morgue, and suddenly we were confronted with the bodies of the dead from the day before. At that particular morgue, they had 13 bodies that day, and they pulled back the sheets from the bodies, and we could see that many of them had been killed by tear gas canisters and rubber bullets fired to the head. Rubber bullets and tear gas canisters are supposed to be non-lethal ways of riot control, but the way they were used in Egypt made them very lethal indeed. Tear gas is supposed to be shot up in the air, so the canister drops in between the protesters at relatively low velocity, and rubber bullets are supposed to be shot at people's legs from a significant distance to stop them from running forward, to basically put them down on the ground. Instead, what we had seen on the 28th of January was that the police, time and time again, fired tear gas canisters directly at people's heads, as well as rubber bullets. That's a lethal way to use these riot control agents, as the tear gas canisters can easily penetrate through a skull, as can the rubber bullets. Their deaths should be investigated, and there should be some accountability for this unlawful and excessive use of force. That's Peter Buchart in Cairo.